Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, what's going on, everyone? Joe to Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. As we broadcast from beautiful Clearwater, Florida, home, obviously, of Phillies spring training baseball. And Phils have another game coming up later this afternoon. They won't have some of the stars that are still playing the World Baseball Classic. Congratulations to Trey Turner with a massive weekend. Grand slam earlier, two home runs last night. Team USA advances to the finals of the World Baseball Classic. Phils season, by the way, if you don't know, starts in 10 days. So, I mean, opening day is really coming fast. This is their last full week of spring training, and then up north. We'll have a big show centered largely around the Phillies today with Charlie Manuel on the show, John Middleton, Alec Boehm, and others. So a lot of fun there with the Phils. Sixers, great job over the weekend. And Eagles, they lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, now a Detroit Lion. We'll talk about that extensively today. All of this with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Great to see you. Great to be here.
Yeah, it is, man.
We're in Florida right now.
We hadn't done it since, I think, 2019, John, or maybe 2018 for sure.
It feels like it's been far too long. Yeah. It's great being back. It's very exciting. I can't wait to talk to the folks we have lined up today.
Yep.
But the show MASH, you know I'm not a huge fan of the show MASH.
Love MASH.
Most people do.
Yeah.
The show MASH lasted longer than the actual Korean War itself.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
Probably
11
probably
seasons.
Three or four times longer.
Oh, yeah. It was an 11-season run
on
television, and the Korean War lasted 3 years. Yep. It was June 1950 to July 1953.
Yeah.
So MASH on TV outlasted MASH in real life.
One more MASH thing, I'll say this. I bet you 80% of our listeners right now think it was a Vietnam War show.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Wow. Right? I mean, it's just because most people don't know about the Korean War.
My dad served in the Korean War.
Did he really?
Yeah. Wow. Was injured in the Korean War.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. All right, so we got a lot to get into today. And again, heavy on the Phils, especially as we move toward the interviews with the guys. Charlie Manuel, the first guest that will be with us here on set. We're overlooking at the ballpark. Now, the ballpark's obviously empty right now, and it's dark. Because it's dark still, sun hasn't come out yet, but it will about the next hour or so. Charlie will join us at 7:30. We're all hyped about the Phils season. Obviously, they broke through last year. It was a magical October. I think there's a general expectation, and we shouldn't take it completely for granted, but a general expectation that this is probably a playoff team again, and hopefully will be for the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, much the way the group was, you know, almost a generation ago now when they broke through in 07. So we'll get into all of that today with the Phils and the whole deal. Again, John Middleton with us at 9 o'clock. John, we got to obviously start with the big news from last night. You know, I'm getting ready to go to bed, and I get a text message. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a Detroit Lion. And, of course, we're all trying to figure out, all right, what are the details? Like, what's going on here that led to the reality that, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is no longer an Eagle? And when you eventually drill down and find out, he gets a 1-year, $6.5 million deal from the Lions, and the deal, in a guaranteed sense, and the deal could be worth up to $8 million based on, you know, a few other things, and he'd probably play his way into it. I mean, he's a good player. I guess he's got to stay healthy or something. I mean, John, I'll just say this, man. I am very disappointed by this development, and I know there's an argument out there because the Eagles are obviously presenting it to the local writers, who pretty much all tweeted about it, that C.J. Gardner-Johnson sort of blew his opportunity early in free agency by overplaying his hand. And by the way, it's obviously shocking he got so little. So he expected more, and I don't blame him for expecting more. So he was waiting for the Eagles and probably other teams to give him that big 3-4 year deal I'm sure he was looking for. It didn't happen. And in the process, the Eagles basically spend their money. Fletcher Cox, as an example, 1 year, $10 million. And so knowing the Hurts contract's coming up, I guess the Eagles are like, well, we're out of money. And so Gardner Johnson takes a prove-it 1 year deal with Detroit. The whole thing feels like a fiasco.
It is a fiasco.
It's a total fiasco.
This proves a lot about the way that the Eagles felt about CJGJ. This proves a cluelessness to CJGJ's camp.
No question.
That they were fighting a battle that they were fit to lose. I mean, like, set up to lose. You don't dig your heels in when a team's willing to walk away. And that's exactly what the Eagles did. They said, wait, you don't like that offer? The 3-year deal we put out there right at the beginning of free agency? Okay. Maybe we'll see you, maybe we won't. And CJ's group felt like, oh, that's lip service. They're messing with us. There's no way they'd walk away from CJGJ. They walked away. You know what?
But so did the whole league, John. That's the thing that makes no sense. I mean, honestly, I've seen a lot in sports. This one makes, to me, he was a quality football player.
Oh, you're right.
And but I know it's not the
most – quality football player for a small little window of last season that he played his best football. I mean, significantly better than what we'd seen because of the productivity. 6 interceptions in that short little period of time. Does that seem like it lines up with the 20th highest paid safety?
No.
In terms of annual value?
Makes no sense.
That's what he got. And so that's unfortunate for him. Think about it. This is your opportunity to make the Boku bucks right now.
Yep.
This is your chance to be a free agent, to go take the highest bidder and try to run that up the flagpole. CJGJ just failed so miserably in that endeavor.
So did his agent, by the way.
He and his agent. You're right. Yeah. They read the tea leaves completely wrong. They blew this. The Eagles put a 3-year deal on the table.
But we don't know how many millions, to be fair.
You're right.
We don't know
that it was underwhelming to CJGJ because he had overvalued his own worth in the eyes of these teams. And that's a real mistake. You have to ask yourself, did the Eagles really want to bring this guy back? The order of business. That's the issue that I had all along through free agency. The order of the players that we were signing on.
Yep.
You know, I was frustrated when we signed Fletcher Cox instead of CJGJ. When we signed Fletcher Cox for $10 million, CJGJ just signed for $6 million. You know, like, it felt like, wow, they turned their back on this guy. What did he do to deserve that?
All right, so there's so much to it, and everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. I mean, the simple question, obviously, is what is your reaction to the Eagles losing C.J. Gardner-Johnson? If you're just waking up to this news, the news stinks. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a 1-year deal with Detroit, it's way less than any of us, let's be real, than any of us expected C.J. Gardner-Johnson to go for. What is your reaction? Again, 215-592-9494. And I think really the question within the question is this. Who do you blame more for C.J. Gardner-Johnson no longer being an Eagle? Do you blame C.J. Gardner-Johnson for overplaying his hand, which obviously he did? Or do you blame Howie Roseman for prioritizing the free agents the way he did, as John alluded to earlier, signing Fletcher Cox for more, signing Fletcher Cox first, and essentially running out of money? I mean, they obviously essentially ran out of money. Who do you blame more? Again, 215-592-9494. John, my instincts are I want to blame the Eagles more, but what I can't understand, this is the part I can't get past. How did nobody else want him for more?
Yeah.
How did no team give C.J. Gardner-Johnson a 3-year, $20 million deal?
They don't trust what they saw last year. They believe it's too small a
But he's young. He's 25.
Period of time.
He's healthy in 25. Like, that's.
But realize who he had.
He only played a few games, and he only was explosive and making plays in a few games last year.
Nah, he had a nice season. I don't agree with that, John.
I think people believe he's got a lot of upside. I think people believe he's also volatile. He can be a distraction at times.
I think social media hurt him.
I really believe social media hurt him.
I think it hurt him a lot, John.
Yes.
He had to go to a team with a guy that he had a relationship with, Dan Campbell, who was with him in New Orleans. So all those other teams didn't want him. Now, Dan Campbell is a little bit of a live wire, as we know. We've seen from him.
Yep.
That probably doesn't bother him. But he had to get a deal from someone that he had a relationship with.
Look, I can't emphasize this enough, and everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. I am really baffled by this. I've seen a lot of contracts in sports, all the sports, and usually it kind of follows suit with what you expect. This one hits me over the head.
Think of it this way.
John,
hold on. We ended up with a few different ideas, like Howie had a few different arrangements for our secondary coming out of free agency in mind.
And the whole defense, by the way, what it's worth.
Yes,
because
that's
of the
his
money
job
reality.
This offseason. Yes. Rebuild the defense.
Correct.
But I am pleased, Joe, that we have Bradbury and Slay as the recombination of the secondary that he went to this offseason. I actually prefer that arrangement of the secondary, Bradbury and Slay over Bradbury and CJGJ. You know, we got the corners locked in, and they were willing to walk away from the safety who was not as all world as everyone seems to want to make him out to be.
John, I agree with that. But here's the thing, and again, I want to take everyone back. We had a couple polls when the season ended, and one of our poll questions was, who would you most like to see the Eagles keep? And the three choices, we put the three big guys up: Hargrave, Gardner Johnson, and Bradbury. The three pending free agents, not counting Cox and T.J. Edwards and others. And it was, and we did this poll like two or three different times, two or three different ways. It was always, always, always a runaway from the listeners, from the fans of the Eagles, for a C.J. Gardner-Johnson runaway poll victory. To the extent that one of those polls, he got 77% of the vote. That's who I need to hear from today. At 215-592-9494. Everyone out there, those of you that voted for C.J. Gardner-Johnson in that poll. Again, 77%. Knowing, John, think of it this way, and think about what must be going through Gardner-Johnson's head, because I thought the three players were comparable. Here's my point. My point is Hargrave just got $84 million. C.J. Gardner-Johnson just got $6.5 million. I am blown away by that. You're not blown away that comparable players, one guy got $84 million,
the other
guy got $6.5 million?
They're not comparable players, Joe. You got a D-tackle who sacks quarterbacks, and he's the best at doing it in all of free agency this year. That's the guy that gets paid $84 million.
Did the town overrate C.J. Gardner-Johnson, John?
Did the town
overrate him?
Yes, but more than that, C.J. Gardner-Johnson overrated C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And he behaved in ways that hurt him financially.
I agree with you on that.
Because he overvalued himself. He felt like, hey, I can just put all whatever out there. I absolutely believe it was a mistake to get so over the top with the social media, and that ended up biting him.
I think it did too. All right, look, we will obviously take your reaction on all this today. 215-592-9494. Gardner Johnson no longer an Eagle. He goes to the Lions. What do you make of it? How much do you think social media activity did hurt him? Again, who do you blame more? I mean, there's an argument both ways here. Who do you blame more, Howie or Gardner Johnson? 215-592-9494. We're going to be extensive on the Phils as well. Charlie Manuel at 7:30. Other interviews through the show, including John Middleton, the Phillies owner, today at 9. From Clearwater, Joe Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about my friends and the wonderful people at Family and Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. You've heard me talking about them, well, pretty much every day on the show, and I'll continue to, because they are phenomenal at what they do, and if you're looking to get engaged, they can help you. I repeat, if you are looking to get engaged, they can help you. They know what you want. You want a great ring, you want a great price, and obviously you want a helping hand in the process of selecting that ring. When you walk in their showroom, you will see what I've seen, an incredible extravaganza of jewelry. I mean, it is something to see to believe. All of that and more is there, including great customer service and your opportunity to get the ring of her dreams, that's your gal's dreams, for her, a great ring from Family and Company Jewelers. So get there. Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. It's just across the river, across the bridge in Philadelphia, right there in Jersey. A ring from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.